EY today.
Snowmageddon Part 2, D.C. shut down. A lot of the government offices closed. In fact, almost all of them are. So you have close to 250,000 people who haven't gone to work for yet another day. We're going to talk about Toyota and what's happening with the automaker amid this giant recall that now stretched to the Priuses. Plus, we have We Can Count and a few other surprises in store. Kate Delaney rocking it out with you here across these airwaves, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Right from the start of the show, though, I'm very excited to talk to this young lady who has decided to do something to help the orphans in Haiti. You know, we have been talking about the situation there and how dire it is and some of the sad stories that we're hearing. And imagine already there was a huge, I'll call it orphan population. Now you add to it the earthquake and you multiply the amount. You're talking almost 400,000 orphans in Haiti. So 11-year-old Maya Farr Henderson from a place in Texas, from Highland Village, Texas, decided that she would try to do something to brighten the lives of those little kids in Haiti. And I think she was allowed to stay up late tonight to talk to us here on America Tonight. So we're going to usher her in from the green room. Maya, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, thank you for staying up late. We appreciate it. Tell everybody across America what you're doing to help the orphans.
I decided that I would collect several stuffed animals to give comfort to the children who have nobody, who have no one to hug them.
Oh, and it's called, and you even have a name for it. It's called Hugs for Haiti's Children. How many stuffed animals? And you just started doing this, but how many stuffed animals have you gotten so far?
About almost 200.
Ooh, 200. And I think, wow, I think it's only been, have you only been doing this like a week or so, right?
Yes, we have.
Wow, that's terrific. So any kind of stuffed animals. So people listening to America Tonight could donate stuffed animals, right? They can send it to Hugs for, or they can actually get more information by going to hugsforhaitischildren@gmail.com, right?
Yes, ma'am. And there are flyers and posters that you can, on the actual, that you can find from the Gmail, from the
Gmail address,
that you can
okay.
Find your school, church, or anywhere in your neighborhood, and we can and we can't. We're not donating money, but you can donate money to the to SOS-USA.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
so
we're
go ahead.
Collecting any. We're collecting any stuffed animals that are from 10 inches to 14 inches, and they've got to be new or fresh as new.
Okay, new or fresh as new.
Dirty animals.
Okay, now I understand, like, from my childhood, my stuffed animals that get dragged along, you don't want somebody's personal stuffed animals. You want pretty new or gently, basically gently used, so hardly used at all. What made you decide
exactly.
to do this? Did you, Maya, what made you decide to do this? Did you see stories on the kids and did it make you sad? What drove you to this?
Well, I was thinking about it for a while and thinking there's so many things, so many children, they're talking about how long it might take for just to get everybody back on track. And I was just thinking about something, what I could do. And I thought about what's given me comfort in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a stuffed animal that I really love, just loved. And I know that it is definitely giving me comfort. I know it's not going to replace what the children have lost, but it will definitely give them something to hug when no one else can hug them.
What a great sentiment. Well, Maya, thanks so much for coming on to America Tonight, and we're going to tell everybody, we're going to send them to your website. America Tonight's going to donate a bunch of stuffed animals as well. We're going to get some, and we're going to give them to you for Hugs for Haiti's Children, And we hope that other people out there will do the same thing. It's such a great idea, and it would give those kids comfort. I completely relate to that, and I think almost anyone can, guy or girl. Thanks, Maya, and good luck with all of your efforts for Hugs for Haiti's Children.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Ms. Delaney. And, yes, you can send an email to me at hugsforhaitischildren@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, so Maya, how about that? You just never know what kids are going to come up with. I think it's a wonderful idea, because if you think about it, the things that she's right, the things you could do, and these kids are orphans, you know, what do kids cling to? Their stuffed animals, and that's what they sleep with. It's like a pillow. So that would give comfort, and you don't have to give big money in this case. You can go to the store and you can get a stuffed animal for a couple of bucks, actually. I mean, you know, it can range from whatever it is. The key is that it's a fresh stuffed animal. So, as she said, 10 to 14 inches. Well, that is our daily salute. How about a little applause for Maya Farr Henderson, just an 11-year-old. Yeah. Through the eyes of kids, you know, I'll tell you what, that's America's youth right there. She did it on her own, too. I met her mother, and that's how I found out about Maya. And this wasn't anything that the parents, you know, dreamed up or the school dreamed up. This was something that she wanted to do. So we're going to donate a whole bunch of those stuffed animals. I mean, everybody can relate to that, certainly. Speaking of Haiti, now they're saying they raised the death toll for that earthquake to 230,000 people from 212. So the government, and see, it's so hard with it, where they're still, I mean, they are still finding out about people, and that's the problem. I mean, you're still, we're removing bodies that are being recovered from the collapsed buildings in Port-au-Prince that was near the epicenter, of course. But they're raising the death total from everything they can tell, going through the logs and talking to people, 230,000 people. Ooh. You know, that new number actually makes it on par with the same, sadly, the death toll as the 2004 Asian tsunami. And you know, we're hearing about Americans in the casualties. There was a U.S. airman whose body was found and identified over the weekend. He was at the Hotel Montana when the earthquake happened, and they found him, this 37-year-old Air Force Major Kenneth Borland. So the stories that are emerging from this, you know, it's always the face. You hear the numbers, but when you start to put faces with it, it certainly is a tragedy. And you think about the kids and the parents and trying to keep these numbers of who's on the list and who can't we find and aunts and uncles. And so that orphan number keeps growing, too. They do peg it at about close to 400,000, like I said, but it's not a hard and fast number. It could be a little bit more, give or take. Hey, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to tell you about the latest on those missionaries and what happened to them in Haiti, and what happened as well when they tried to take the kids out of Haiti. They are pleading for help. So we have the latest news on that coming up on the flip side. Stay with us on America Tonight.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
That the death toll now is on par with that horrible tsunami. It's just hellish. That's how you have to describe it. 230,000 bodies, including a U.S. airman, found at that hotel in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. Boy, oof. And, you know, we're talking January 12th, so we're coming up on a whole month. And even the last couple of days, they found somebody buried underneath the rubble. That's incredible. How do you survive that long? Just amazing. So the more they can get the people out of the city, it's that same thing where they're putting these tent cities together and hoping to have almost like FEMA-like trailers, the better, so they can start to rebuild and figure it all out. But wow, 4 weeks trapped under a collapsed market. And just that's like a miracle. The guy was so thin. I can't even tell you. I mean, he looked like a wisp. That's it, basically. And apparently he was buried underneath the market while he was cooking rice when the quake happened, and they brought him to the field hospital. I guess it was Monday, and he was discovered by people just simply clearing debris, who realized that there was someone there and he was breathing. Man. So there must have been food and water nearby. He's cooking the rice, but still. And like I said, I'm telling you, the guy was a wisp. They showed a picture of him, 28-year-old guy. I mean, he looked 1,000 years old. He looked like, sadly, a walking corpse. But the good news is he survived, and the doctors feel like he can get back, he can get his health back. So that's the good thing. Not so good for those 10 U.S. missionaries who tried to take the kids out of Haiti after the earthquake. They told a judge that they freely handed, the parents freely handed over their kids. And the parents' testimony means no law was broken, is their point of view. And that, you know, we're not human trafficking. They can't keep saying we're doing the human traffic thing. So 9 of the Americans, most from an Idaho church group, have now been interviewed by the judge. And this judge, if you remember, is the guy who decides whether they're going to stand trial or not. The judge isn't really talking to anyone. He's not talking to the reporters. And there's nothing leaking out as to which way he's going to go, as to whether or not he's leaning toward letting them go or what. So, and if you remember, Americans are charged with kidnapping. That kidnapping charge means life in a Haitian prison. And the criminal association deal would mean maybe 3 to 9 years if it's that. And they were stopped for trying to take those 33 kids into the Dominican Republic without any kind of documentation. So they have a lawyer. They've got an American lawyer who's trying to help them, and they're begging for help from the American government. So here's a question. Should the government really try to step in and do whatever they can diplomatically to help these people, or do they need to take a step back and let the process with the new lawyer and the judge already going through his steps and interviewing people, should they just let the wave ride out and see if they don't get released? See, I kind of think they need to step back and see what happens. The problem is the whole idea of the human trafficking, getting caught at the border, not having the proper paperwork. Even though the parents have stuck up for them, maybe the judge will say, okay, there's no way normally, if you're thinking clearly, that this should have happened, but the parents came up to you. They were part of the whole village thing. You were introduced by a liaison, and it's just the wrong thing that happened. You went the wrong way on this, but we're gonna let you go. And the judge may end up doing that, but I don't think that the government can really step in hard on this one until they know where it's going. And it sounds like, from what Hillary Clinton said, they're not going to do it anyway. You might have a different point of view, though. Do you think they need to intervene now? Because there have been other cases. Of course, it wasn't human trafficking. But you think of the girls who were thrown into a prison in North Korea. Of course, they were saying they were spies. But the cavalry certainly went to town and went to bat for them, swooped in, and it took a while, but eventually they were released. Remember Clinton getting on the plane, the whole thing. But this situation, Haiti, the disaster, some of the attacks already on America, I don't think they can intervene until you have a hard ruling on it. But I had an argument with somebody today, somebody in the law profession who said, look, you got to really hit them hard with the whole parents thing, and you got to get them out of there now. And anything the government can do, any kind of semi-pressure that they can do, can put on that whatever form of government, would be the best thing that could happen. But that's part of the problem. There's a lot of chaos still ensuing there. And when you say form of government, it's loosely pulled together. Loosely. Absolutely. By the way, a couple of other quick things. You might want to throw your 2 cents on that. 800-259-G791. A couple of other quick things, because we've been talking about this, and somebody sent me an email, Red. He asked, hey, Kate, I know that you were talking a lot about Haiti. I haven't heard a lot recently. What's the scoop on the supplies? Because my church wants to know. Well, the water is the key thing they need, clothes, anything. I mean, you can just imagine. You're talking about people who lost everything in most cases. I've already said the death toll. So here we are almost a month out of this thing. And what's happening or what's starting to happen is they're getting stuff is coming in some of these charities. And a lot of it is in limbo because of the logistical nightmare of transportation, of where can you, you know, it might pile up, but getting it over there, how do you get the stuff to Haiti is the deal. And making sure that it gets delivered. There has to be some kind of a lane that you have to make sure it's there, that you've got, because there's red tape and bottlenecks and there's worry about corruption and, you know, violence even. The fear of violence has certainly interrupted the distribution of food and the medicine and all that other sort of stuff. So a lot of the charities have found ways around the whole log jam by jumping on a bigger organization or sending shipments. And this is the brilliant thing. To other ports. That makes sense. That's how people are getting in, too. Other Haitian ports or the Dominican Republic. So that way, if it's rice, if it's clothes, if it's anything, whatever it is, that's what they're doing. They're getting them in the other way. The shipments are going in a different direction, and that makes sense. And there are plenty of charities who are doing that. As of Wednesday, more than $644 million, as of last Wednesday, has been donated to in the U.S. to major organizations that are helping in that Haiti relief stuff. And that's great. And that the number, by the way, comes from the Chronicle of an organization that chronicles, rather, all of this stuff. And they say maybe a third of the money has gone to the American Red Cross. And still, and even asking for cash, it's just like we just were talking with little Maya about that. The cash thing sometimes it doesn't work as well as the pure donations, like her idea for the kids to have the stuffed animals. So the shattered capital is starting to get its feet, you know, starting to click in the right direction. They're clearing a lot of the stuff. And there's, even though there's a lot log jam with getting things in, they're getting it in other ways. So it's starting to look a lot better over there to answer the question. All right. A couple of other things that I mentioned at the top that we haven't jumped on yet is the snow problem in the Northeast. Boy, you got to think, even in a place where you know that snow is possible, what about those salt trucks? I talked to somebody in Jersey today, and they say, seriously, in some of the townships, they are almost out of salt. They're looking for it because they're getting it trucked in, frankly, because they don't have enough to go through all those suburbs. I got that story coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side.
This is in honor of a man who I watched on the Discovery Channel, the captain of the Deadliest Catch. We tip our caps to Captain Phil Harris here on this show, who sadly ended up dying as a result of a massive stroke back on January 29th. And that happened while the boat was in port at St. Paul Island in Alaska. He was flown to Anchorage for surgery, and he has died. He has died as a result of that original massive stroke. How sad. When you think of that show, if you ever caught that show, he was such a character and the biggest heart in the world, I think. And you think of also the captain's sons, Jake and Josh Harris. And, man, what a fighter he was on the boat. And what an incredible show on the Discovery Channel that really shows you the industry, the crab fishing industry, really, and how brutal it is, how dangerous it is. It's so many behind-the-scenes glimpses of what that world was all about. And I think the success of that show, a lot of that is because of what the captain brought to the table. So we bid him farewell as he sails on to a different place. But the captain of my favorite fishing vessel, dead as a result of a massive stroke. And Captain Phil Harris won't soon be forgotten. I'm sure they'll have some kind of a tribute to him. By the way, he was 77 years old. Matt, I know you were a fan of that show as well, and he really was the heart and soul of it.
Yeah, he was definitely one of my favorites on the show. It was him and then the Sig Hansen, who was on the Northwestern, him and his brother. Was it Edwin? Edgar, that's what it was.
Edgar.
And then the guys on the Time Bandit, it was the Hillstrand brothers. So there's those three boats were kind of the mainstays that had always been on it every single season. And they were the ones with the most character, I think, to it, too. So sad to see him go.
Yeah, and I can imagine when it comes back on the air what kind of a tribute they'll have. I'm sure some of the first shows or two will be partially weaved into that, and they'll sail on. But it was, he was good, and that show is really an interesting show, one of the better shows that you can catch on Discovery. I had seen little clips of it, and then somebody else told me, oh, you got to watch it. You got to really just sit and watch it. And I was hooked as soon as I started watching it. I think you feel the same way.
Yeah, I started watching it, man, when was that? I think I've watched...
It's been a while.
Yeah, like even the first and second season I was watching. So it's been definitely at least like 4, maybe even 5 years that I've been watching that. And I've loved it. I think it's extremely entertaining. And it's one of those reality shows that's actually, it's not just garbage reality TV. It's actually interesting.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you learn a lot by watching that show, and things you had no idea about the fishing industry in general. And like I said, that's why Deadliest Catch, what it's really like. And you get a real sense of being, I think, on that boat, absolutely. All right, I said I was going to mention this about the snow and the problems with the snow. In New Jersey especially, they're low on supplies. In southern New Jersey, sadly, my family lives in South Jersey, so I know all about this, and Cherry Hill and Maple Shade, all those places just right over the bridge from Philly, and they're really hurting as they get ready for the second major winter storm to smash into the state in 4 days. And, they're just trying to truck in as much as they knew this was coming up. So they've been at least trucking down the salt as fast as they can get the salt there. They're talking about Newark, they had like 15 trucks waiting in line to be loaded up with sodium, no joke. And that's what they're doing, back and forth. They're hauling the salt. And, you know, I was talking about people being out of work and how, in one sense, it's terrible people having to deal with digging out, and they don't have anyone to help them, this and that. Well, they have a lot of these people who do have trucks, who don't have jobs, who have now been picking up some extra money, and this is what's happening. A lot of the guys that are hauling the salt fall into that category. And even the State Department of Transportation says it has 75,000 tons of rock salt on hand. They really feel like in New York anyway, they can absolutely deal with this. And in northern New Jersey, they feel the same way, but it's really in that southern part of the state that it's tough, and they're just trying to hustle it all down as fast as possible, because they're talking about getting maybe even another 14 inches or 18 inches of snow. So what's happened with those New Jersey road crews running out of salt and doing that run back and forth, because people still are trying to get to other places, like fly out on a plane or get out on the train, especially to D.C., and I mentioned this on a previous show, the cab ride that might have cost you $20 is now up to $100. Nobody wants to haggle. They're freezing. They get in these lines. They just want to get dropped off at the airport and get out of there. And that's not the only place that they're seeing that. They're seeing the same thing in Philly and the same thing in Baltimore. And I already mentioned this, that the amount of snowfall has already surpassed and become the snowiest winter on record since 1884, and that's the first year that they even kept records. So it's pretty bad, and it's probably going to be even worse, because you're going to add that on top of the totals already there. And it's all about clearing it out and clearing those walkways, and that's where it gets super, super tricky. All right, time for the headers. Remember, you can participate in the headers. If something's going on locally in your local paper, you find a great headline and a great story, send it to me at americatonight.net. This from the Baltimore Sun, not surprisingly. the next round. That's the headline. You know what they're talking about. Area braces for new snow. With another snowstorm bearing down on Baltimore, just like Philly and D.C., they're calling on the local guys and out-of-state equipment people to help because there are stretches of highways that might be shut down throughout the week due to the snow removal process and the fact that you're getting ready for yet another snowfall that's supposed to be just brutal. So, it was a couple-day blizzard, and now there's a chance to just pile on a little bit more. And that's from the Baltimore Sun. In the meantime, this one comes to us from the Charlotte Observer. Charlotte's a cool place. I don't know how many people listening to me have ever been through Charlotte or not, but it's a fun place to vacation. And in Charlotte, here's what they're talking about. They're talking about Valentine's Day, and they're saying, let's promote love. And in the story that I'm looking at, they're talking about what are the big gifts that men will give women. And tops on the list is lingerie, which is interesting, right? But it's part of the whole Valentine's Day thing. And chocolates. And I mentioned a statistic earlier that I read somewhere that 58 million pounds of chocolate are sold typically during Valentine's week. So maybe you're going for the lingerie. Maybe you're going for the chocolate. Maybe you're going for something a little bit simpler or something that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Cause that's the other thing. The more these holidays, they start to pile on, and Valentine's Day is a day you have to recognize if you're with somebody. That's another day that you got to shell out some more coin or come up with something clever to do for your significant other because it's foisted upon you and you just can't completely ignore it. All right, we bounce back to New York, and Newsday, a popular paper in that area, and their headline is, they've got a couple of different headlines, but one of the big headlines is of course related to the snow falling, but worse yet to come. And the picture is people lining up to get shovels in one of the big hardware stores. See, that's the thing. A lot of people not prepared, not used to it, so they don't have a bunch of winter gear. So in Long Island, where Mark from Long Island calls us a lot, they're talking about snowfall and where it's expected to be and where they're going to end up at the end of the night. But the snow is falling right now, and they're talking about it going all the way through. They're already closing schools and telling people to make sure that they check on the number wherever their kid goes to school in Long Island so they don't send them off and there's no school. They're predicting in the article that most schools will probably be closed. So you can see, at least in the East Coast, that's pretty much what they're talking about there. They're not getting it in the southern part like Charlotte. It's only in that mid-Atlantic region. When we come back on the flip side, we have birthdays. I think you're going to recognize at least 6 or 7 people on the list. We try hard to dig up names that aren't completely obscure to most of you. And from birthdays, we've got News You Can Abuse and This Day in History. Stay through. It's just a couple.
Money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
You're going to love the stuff that we have unearthed here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with you as we're headed for port, but we still got another 8 to go. So here's the scoop in New Zealand. Residents of New Zealand already get pretty much nailed over the fact that they're outnumbered by sheep. I'm not making this up. The ratio is 21. Now they're also getting competition from another farm animal. Can you guess which one it is? Ever go to somebody's house and they are like cow lovers and all you see is those crazy cows? It's the cow. Yeah, they say the number of dairy cattle in that country have reached a record 5.8 million. And that's more than one animal for each of the country's 4.3 million citizens. But even in declining numbers, sheep still rule the roost. And 32 million head of sheep were counted. 32 million. Less than half the peak of 70 million that they actually reported back in 82. But they absolutely outnumber humans. The margin 8-1. Woo! We go from that crazy factoid in New Zealand to this in Toledo, Ohio. Hear about that strip club raising money for Haiti's earthquake victims? And they say it's a charity effort. A strip club in Ohio, they were able to bring in $1,000 for Haitian earthquake relief. They did it through an event called Lap Dances for Haiti. The place was called Marilyn's on Monroe. Gotta like that. In Toledo, they donated the $10 cover charge that they collected on Saturday to an organization that provides food and clothing for that country. And they did it by providing the kind of entertainment that features very little in the way of clothing. Of course, lap dances. And they took the money, the cover, and some of the lap dance money, and it went for a good cause, absolutely. This from the Super Bowl. It's always fun to crunch the numbers after the Super Bowl, including the Super Bowl ads. So if you thought there were a lot of commercials, a research firm, Cancer Media, says this year's Super Bowl had 48 minutes of ads. So let's see. A football game has 60 minutes of playing time. The ad time came up just 12 minutes shy of the actual football action. So that's a record for the most ads in a Super Bowl. It's nearly 3 minutes longer than last year's total, which set the previous mark. You know, pretty soon you're just going to, it's like the NASCAR guys, you're just going to have the players are going to have sponsors all over their shirts and who knows, on the football and whatever else. For this, we can give you this little piece of the pigskin for $5 million. Because what are they going to do? How much more can you squeeze in there? Crazy. That's a lot of time, 48 minutes of ads. Whew. So we go to the do. Yeah. What Jared is to Subway sandwiches, boy, he's been around for a long time. This guy, Jason Peed, may turn out to be from Mountain Dew. Check this out. A 31-year-old Indiana man says he was able to survive being stuck in the snow in Colorado because he had a supply of that soda in his SUV. He had no food, but he kept himself hydrated with Mountain Dew and snow when he was stuck for 3 days. He was rescued Sunday morning. He was able to walk 7 miles to a road and flag down help with his mere flashlight. He was driving from New Mexico to Aspen to deliver an Australian Shepherd rescue dog when he ended up in need of rescue himself. So he said someone told him of a shortcut to Aspen. Oh, that's always a bad deal when someone gives you a shortcut. And it led him to being stranded in the Rio Grande National Forest in snow that went above the hood of his SUV. Oh, that's nasty. So he is giving the credit to the Mountain Dew. What's next? We have the Mountain Dew thing now. You have the Jared in the Subway. You have the Taco Bell diet, which is just crazy insane. Let's just put it this way. It's like next, we should just, on America Tonight, Matt, I'm thinking we should just like do the donut diet. And all you and I eat and is donuts and we lose weight. Because my theory is it's all about those calories in, calories out. So if you're only inhaling a small amount of calories, you're going to lose weight. Duh.
Do you want to get sponsored by Krispy Kreme or what?
What do you like? I like Krispy Kreme. Or do you like Dunkin' Donuts better?
I'm not a big donut guy.
I'm not either. But I like plain donuts.
I can't tell you the last time I actually had a donut.
Well, you kind of pretty much blew our sponsorship there by saying that. So we're going to have to pick a different bad food. Maybe pizza.
Know.
Do you like pizza?
Of course.
Pizza, all right, I love pizza.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Can we get some chicken wings?
Oh, chicken would be good.
Yeah.
The KFC America Tonight Nationwide Weight Loss Challenge.
There you go. They got the grilled chicken now.
Yeah, and
it'll
I love
totally
the grilled chicken.
Work.
And they just give you the little dollop of mashed potatoes, so it's good, but you could eat it. It would be calorie-wise if you really stuck to it. I think it would work. All right, I'm going to call KFC tomorrow and see what they say. It works. We both love it. That's unsolicited. Both of us like the grilled chicken, so we
I'll
can
be
do
on
that.
Board. I'll be on board with that. And they got the little spicy grilled wings now too. I think
yeah.
I can handle that.
Ooh, that's making me hungry. KFC, if you are listening or any of your representatives, call me 800-259-5791. Yeah, they even have that good what is it? I like coleslaw. They have pretty good coleslaw, and even their corn on the cob isn't bad. Yeah, I haven't been to KFC. In a while, I like it. I like that little lunch thing. I guess it could be dinner thing too. Could go in that.
Now
direction.
Everyone's craving KFC. It's way late in the night.
I know.
None of them are open.
I know. We're gonna have to start a new thing where they gotta open. They gotta start competing with
Unless
Wendy's.
There's some random KFC that's open 24 hours that I do not know about.
Yeah, I don't know one.
I don't know. It's not White Castle.
There might be. Any executive listening for KFC. Email us or call the number, americatonight.net. The America Tonight Weight Loss KFC Challenge. I love it. So we go back in history, Wednesday, February 10th. If we go back to 1851, Henry J. Raymond and two associates started The Gray Lady. You know what The Gray Lady is? The New York Times. It began as a penny paper, 1 cent for the news, versus the 6 cent political rags of the day. In October of 1896, the paper held a contest offering readers a $100 prize if they could come up with a better slogan in 10 words or less than all the news that's fit to print. And, of course, no one did. And ever since then, no one has. Over 1 million people read the New York Times every day. It is the seventh most read paper in the world and third in the United States behind the Wall Street Journal and the USA Today, although, boy, circulations have really dumped off across the board, and certainly the New York Times has run into their own problems, but it still is a paper that people absolutely talk about, whether you disagree with some of the things that they've written about and some of the nonsense, or you like some of the columnists, just some of the things that they're reporting. So we move from the newspapers to this one. In 1933, it's a thrill to sing to you, pay this bill, I hope you will. The singing telegram was introduced by the Postal Telegraph Company of New York City, and it used to be a big deal. A lot of people got those singing telegrams. Also, in 1956, Elvis Presley wiggled his way through Heartbreak Hotel. He did it for RCA Records in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And in 1961, the Los Angeles franchise in the AFL, American Football League, was transferred to San Diego, and the rest is certainly history there. Can we have some music, please, as we have some famous birthdays?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, if we look at birthdays, if you're a baseball fan, Lance Berkman, center fielder for the Astros, 34 years old. Laura Dern, she was in October Sky. She's the daughter of Bruce Dern. She's been in a ton of other things, too. 43 years old, Glenn Beck. Do I need to tell you who he is? Talk show host, 46 years old. George Stephanopoulos, I don't think I need to tell you about him either. Used to do ABC This Week. Now he's doing the Good Morning America show, 49 years old. Greg Norman, championship golfer, has a great nickname, the Great White Shark, 55 years old. Greg Norman, briefly married to Chrissy Evert. They divorced within a year, I think. Mark Spitz won 7 gold medals in the 72 Olympics in the pool, the swimmer did, 60 years old. And Robert Wagner, once from an old show, Heart to Heart, 80 years old, and was married to Natalie Wood before her mysterious death. But 80 years old, Robert Wagner. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Lean in, wear the funny hat, smile, and blow those candles out.
Okay, okay, show's over, folks. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. On top. 1, 2, 3, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.